Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Bread Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation was taken from the Book of Lamentation, Chapter 5. Book of Lamentation, Chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Look and behold our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens, and houses to foreigners. We have become orphans and waifs. Our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink, and our wood comes at a price. They pursue at our heels. We labor and have no rest. We have given our hand to the Egyptians and the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is hot as an oven because of the fever of famine. They ravish the women in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung up by their hands, and elders were not respected. Young men ground at the millstones, boys staggered under loads of wood. The elders have ceased gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music. The joy of a heart has ceased. A dance has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Vow to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of this, these things, our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time? Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. Hallelujah. Here ends the Bible reading, Lamentations chapter 5, which is a prayer for restoration. The city is completely struck. There is famine all around. People are staggered. People are suffering at the core. It is a crisis situation. War everywhere. There is no food. Water has been paid. And the breadwinners, they have to sacrifice their life at the verge of getting killed. They earn bread for the living. So during the situation, during the problem and chaos everywhere, where there's calamity and calamity which surrounded, the people are at the verge of extinction. People are getting persecuted. The land had become desolate. There are foxes that is roaming all around. People doesn't have home to stay. Their mothers have become widows. They lost their father. The princes, they have been hung by the hand, and the elders have been troubled and tormented. They don't appear on the gate to worship the Lord. And the boys are staggered under the wood. They're hard working. They don't have money. Complete poverty. A complete destruction. People are suffering. They're crying out for help. They're crying to the Lord to restore them, to renew their days as of old. Hallelujah. If you can read through the verse, chapter 5, verse 14, the elders have ceased gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music, the young men, the youth, they started to go away from God. They couldn't sing no more. They couldn't sing anymore because of the famine, because of the compulsion of life, a change in the lifestyle, a change in everything. Everything started to crumble and fall down. People couldn't sing anymore. Bible says, young men from their music, they have ceased to sing songs to the Lord. They ceased to worship God. They ceased to go to the sanctuary. They ceased to call out to the Lord. They have ceased to offer sacrifices to the Lord. Problems, poverty, disease, ailment, sickness, sin. Hallelujah. The land is cursed. Elders, they cease to go to the gate. Stopped worshiping God. The land has been cursed. Cursed by destruction. Cursed by calamity. Cursed by problems. Cursed by poverty, famine, what not. There's no water to drink. No bread to eat. Hallelujah. The joy of a heart has ceased. Verse 15 says, the joy of a heart has ceased. There's no happiness in the heart. There's no joy in the heart. They lost the joy. They lost the happiness. They sing no more. They worship no more. They lost the connection with God. The problems had separated them. They have been separated. They had gone in search to have a living. They ceased to worship. They ceased to sing. There is no joy in their heart. And the dance has turned into mourning. The dance has turned into mourning. The cries, the tears, the sound of wailing had increased. They had stopped to dance. There's no mirth or joy in the city. The people's heart had been drained. There's no place for happiness. There's no place for song. There's no place for dance. Their lives have become like hell. The crown has fallen from our head. The crown of glory had fallen. And they say that, woe to us, for we have sinned. Woe to us, for we have sinned. The iniquity of the people, their iniquity have been heaped over the head. And the crown had fallen from the head. The crown of God's glory had fallen from the head. People cry out to the Lord and they say, woe to us, for we have sinned before you, Lord. We have sinned before you. Woe to us. All these things happened because we had erred. We had sinned before you. Look to us, Lord. Woe to us. The sin had changed to curse to us. Now our lives have been cursed. Our women are ravished. We are tortured. We are ill-treated. There's nobody to ask justice for us. There's nobody to fight the battles. Our young men, our elders, they have stumbled. There's nobody to guide us. We have gone astray. There is nobody to counsel us. There's no leader who can show the path to us. Our lives started to fall apart. Crisis, chaos, confusion, no peace, no happiness. Verse 17, because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with the foxes walking about on it. Verse 19. This is the prayer that we have to pray to the Lord. This is the prayer that the people were imploring the Lord with. They're beseeching the Lord for His mercy, for His grace. Shall we all pray this prayer together? Can we repeat these lines together? Verse 19, which says, you, O Lord, remain forever. Your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time? Verse 21 is an intimate prayer. Verse 21 will suit everyone. We need to ask God. We need to turn to the Lord. Return to the Lord. From all the transgressed ways, from all rebellious ways, let us turn back to the Lord. Verse 21 says, turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. People are praying for restoration. They knew that Lord alone can save them. Lord alone is a final resort for them. When they're completely cornered, when they're completely shattered, now they're remembering the name of the Lord. If they would have remembered the Lord much, much, much earlier in time, this situation wouldn't have come upon them. The Lord would have saved them. The Lord would have kept them in peace. Their eyes wouldn't have grown dim. Their glory wouldn't have fallen from the head. But now people realized. Now people realized, Lord, we have erred. Lord, we have sinned. Bow to us. They are imploring the Lord. They're asking for His forgiveness. People started to pray and they say that, turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Verse 22, verse 21, renew our days as of old. Renew our days as of old. Unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Bible says that the anger of the Lord is for a while, but His mercy is everlasting to everlasting. From generation to generation is His mercy towards His people. Now the people have come to the presence of God. They're imploring the Lord. They're pouring out their heart to the Lord. They're asking, Lord, forgive us. Lord, renew our days as of old. We recount those days of old, when you were guiding us, when we were in your presence, when you were our stronghold, you were protecting us under your wings, we were abiding under your wings. There's nobody to make us afraid. Restore us, Lord. We need those days back. Hallelujah. Shall we all make this prayer? this day? Shall we break our heart and shall we ask God to restore us? Hallelujah. Shall we turn to the Lord from all our backsliding path? Shall we return to the Master? Shall we turn to the Master? Shall we ask for His forgiveness? Shall we ask Him to blot out our sins? Our Master is able, for He had died on the cross for us. He had sacrificed His life for us. He is all able. He is all capable to forgive you. If you stand in His presence, if you confess your sins, if you repent with all your heart, and when you plan to return back from your evil ways, the Lord is ready to forgive you and give you a new life, is able to restore your life. Hallelujah. Yes. Do not cry, my dear brothers and sisters. Our God is able to save you. Salvation comes from the Lord. Deliverance comes from the Lord. You do not have to trust anybody. No man can save you. No man can. No idols can save you. Salvation comes from the Lord alone. For He is the creator of this universe. He is the creator of heaven and earth. And everything bows before Him. Everything. All creations bow before Him. Sun, moon, stars, this entire galaxy, trees, the rock, ocean, mountains, hills, everything will bow before Him. For He is the ultimate authority. In heaven and earth, we don't have any other refuge other than the Lord. He is our stronghold. He is our guider. He is a lawgiver. He is our Lord. Hallelujah. Let us humble and bow down before His presence, before His throne. We ask the Lord to restore our days as of old, to renew our strength, that we shall soar up high like eagles. Amen. May the Lord restore us, renew our days of old, the days of youth. Let it be restored. When we diligently pray to the Lord, when you cry out to the Lord, He can change your ways. He can fill you with the Spirit. He can guide your path. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.